During the last years of Saddam Hussein's rule, many Iraqis demanded news about relatives who had disappeared into Iraqi jails. Today, some Iraqis are demanding news about more prisoners, only now the jailer is the United States. The U.S. is holding several thousand Iraqis inside internment camps, prisoners described as supporters of Saddam Hussein, looters and criminals. Their families want to know where they are, and human rights groups want to know how they are being treated. American officials allowed reporters, including NPR's Ivan Watson, into one of those camps.
Dozens of Iraqi prisoners began protesting during one of the first visits ever for journalists to a U.S. detention center in Iraq. The detainees stood behind coils of razor wire, waving their shirts and chanting the word freedom at a convoy of visitors. Their camp consists of little more than barbed wire, guard towers, and tents, which offered 500 inmates little shelter from the 130-degree summer heat. U.S. officials say they've had to temporarily imprison an estimated 5,000 detainees in similar internment centers across the country, in part because many of Iraq's prisons were destroyed during waves of looting following the war. That's why construction crews are now hard at work rebuilding the infamous Abu Ghraib prison. Until recently, it was one of the most feared symbols of Saddam Hussein's regime. U.S. officials hope to begin moving prisoners into Abu Ghraib's newly renovated cells within 2 weeks. Colonel Mark Warren, the military's judge advocate general, insists the U.S. is respecting prisoners' rights according to the Geneva Conventions.
In terms of the conditions that exist, they're not pretty. They are tents, they are concertina wire, but these folks are treated humanely, their needs are looked after.
Not so, say some human rights groups. Kurt Goring of Amnesty International is calling for an investigation after his organization published a report last month documenting allegations of mistreatment and torture within the U.S.-run prison camps.
Specifically, there are examples of people being forced to kneel for long periods of time, and one case featured in the report more than a week, which resulted in swollen feet and a lot of pain. But the same person was subjected to extended sleep deprivation, was hooded, a light bulb was nevertheless placed next to his head for a long period. The hands were bound tightly behind his back with handcuffs.
U.S. officials have denied these allegations, but interviews with former Iraqi detainees suggest that serious problems exist. Moments after his release from 30 days in prison, 19-year-old Mohammed Taha stood dazed outside the American headquarters in Tikrit. Mohammed was more than an hour's drive from his hometown of Kirkuk. He had no money and no identification, just an orange prisoner's jumpsuit and a bottle of water. Taha said U.S. troops swept into his neighborhood on the 4th of July. The soldiers arrested him, along with his father, two brothers, one of whom was only 16 years old, and dozens of other men. Taha was separated from his relatives and shared a tent with 43 other prisoners. He said he was never given a reason for his arrest.
Most of the soldiers were kind to us, but one day they brought a Kurdish man and they accused him of being Al-Qaeda. Five American soldiers said, "You killed my family in America." Then they surrounded him, kicking and beating him all day. The next day, a doctor saw the Kurdish man was injured. He was very angry and asked us to identify the five soldiers. We did, and I never saw the soldiers again.
Taha said another prisoner was punished for talking back one day and forced to kneel in the sun with his hands behind his head for 3 hours. Taha says his 30 days in the heat were like 30 years, and he says some of the other prisoners may seek revenge against American soldiers if they are ever released. Taha's homecoming was an emotional one. His mother wept while neighbors waved photos of dozens of husbands and sons who, like Taha's father and two other brothers, are still missing in the wake of the U.S. raid on the 4th of July. The International Committee for the Red Cross says U.S. officials have given its workers unhindered access to prisoners, including individuals from Washington's list of 55 most wanted Iraqis. The Red Cross and the U.S. are also working to put together a database which would allow families to learn the whereabouts of their loved ones following arrests. But trials for most prisoners are a long way off, since there are only a few dozen trained Iraqi judges. In the meantime, the U.S. military maintains the right to hold those prisoners suspected of plotting attacks against U.S. troops for an indefinite period. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.